Well, hasn't man evolved since the caveman days? We are now walking around in suits with our mobile phones and peering out at the stars for our next conquest. But unfortunately, femons don't seem to have evolved too much. In fact, a lot of them seem to have gone backwards, especially the modern femon. You ever noticed that a lot of the modern femons do look like they come from a tribe, with their nose rings and their tattoos? Seems that they're a little bit late to the party there. And they're exhibiting another primitive thing about stripping off everywhere, which was absolutely great in the caveman days. That's all they needed to do. Now, my last video showed a femon trying to park, which took about 20 minutes. Actually, it was more like 30. Man, I hope you guys were polite and wasn't laughing. Man, there are some women that can park, but a lot of them cannot park that well. That's because they have a little bit of problem with spatial awareness. Most of us men know it, and the scientists know it. But the femons are continuing to deny it, because obviously they perceive it as a flaw, and they haven't got any. But why is men's spatial awareness better than femons? Man, in the caveman days, was the main hunter. He was the provider. He was the one trudging through the forest, looking for food. So let's assume he's got a spear. Now, it took a long time to find a decent piece of wood to make a spear. Then you had to put the arrowhead on the end and a piece of rock. And this took all time and energy. So if you threw the spear at an animal, you didn't want to lose the spear. You wanted to hit the animal. And the same goes for a bow and arrow. Let's assume the man's hunting monkeys, and the monkeys are moving through the trees, and he's got his bow and arrow, and he lets the arrow fly, and it completely misses the monkey, and the arrow goes off into the forest, never to be found. So he had to hone his spatial awareness skills in, otherwise he would be dead, and so would the femon, and maybe a baby they have too.
Oh, don't shoot that poor cute little monkey.
Yeah, don't let them fool you. They ate just as much monkey as we did. Otherwise they wouldn't be here, would they? To be able to fire at the monkey, the moving monkey, and hit the monkey as well, took a special skill. And most duck hunters know you have to lead the duck depending upon what height it is and what speed it's going. But the femon didn't need that skill. They needed other types of skills. They were made so that the man would be attracted to them. So that sex would take place and she would get impregnated and become pregnant. So they gave the femon the skills for that, as well as a mother's skill, which a lot of them have seemed to have forgot. Another skill femons have that a lot of men have noticed, that women can rabbit on and on without any real information. This skill was acquired when you were in the big field picking berries all day, and they talk to each other to pass the time of day. But admittedly, a lot of femons of today talk so much they wouldn't have got any berries picked, because they never shut the hell up. And I've seen femons in a car park where they've got this guy's come over to ask if he could help, because she's obviously having problems. So she gets out and she lets the man park the car. Then there's nothing wrong in that, and the man doesn't mind helping. But even though the femon had to get the man to park the car, she still believes she doesn't have any problem parking. And maybe a lot of the femons are acting all sort of masculine now, because maybe they think if they do, they get all the skills the man has. But it doesn't work that way. Femons should all understand their limitations and just get on with the job that they were put on planet Earth for. Man was given multiple skills and strength and endurance because he needed them to survive. And the femons wouldn't be here to complain if he hadn't had them. Some of femon's hand and eye coordination skills are a little bit off. Not all, but quite a few. And the reason is because the femon didn't have to be scrambling through trees or climbing trees all the time. But man did. Even of a small boy, what is the first thing he likes to do? Climb a tree. And I do feel sorry a little bit for the young boys around here, because all they have to climb is a lamppost. And by the way, I've done that too. Man also has the skill of adaptability. He's had to have in harsher times. But femons don't normally adapt very well. And of course the reason is that man has always provided for the femon throughout history. Then is man asking for a medal? No. But he could do with some respect from the femon. Does man have any flaws? Well, of course, all humans have flaws. You see, all you got to do is look back in history to see how humans evolved and what they did on the planet to understand why things are the way they are now. And it would all kind of make sense. But of course, that would take a logical brain. And so far as I know, the only human model with a logical brain is a man. I think they did try at one time to put a logical brain in a femon, but she just exploded. I just pictured that in my head, that one. That's quite funny. Anyway, take it easy, guys.